stage terrorists. I see them prepping everybody for it. And he said, look, it's global. You've got to see the strategic system. They want financial takeover. Well, I see that going on simultaneously. Max, we got 4.5 minutes left. You've got the floor. Enlighten us. Give us your breakdown on what's happening.
Okay. Alex, as we were just saying, okay, we know what the game is. You know, it's no big secret anymore. There's a group of bankers who are seeking to reinstate feudalism. They were upset that they had to give any of their power away during the rise of what's called the Enlightenment and the last 200 years. Now, your show reaches out to millions, and my comment to you is that you're spreading your bets too thin, and you are attacking back in a way that diffuses your greatest strength, which is this grassroots power force. And to that, what I say is you need a win in your column. You need to take a scalp here. You need to have a win. And the easiest thing that your listeners can do, that you and your listeners can do, is to take down a Fortune 100 company. Take down a Dow Jones company. And the easiest company to take down, one who's got a huge investor in Warren Buffett, one who's known...
is Coca-Cola. We go back to your obsession with Coca-Cola.
It's not an obsession. It's just a practical application of the only thing you have, which is a no-cost resistance.
Wait a minute. We've taken plenty of scalps, Max. I mean, look at the Copenhagen thing. We all did that together. Look at all the other victories we're having. Look at how we exposed Democratic operatives dressed up like Nazis at tea parties. I mean, what are you saying, take a scalp?
Well, I'm saying that the measure of wealth and income in America is getting wider and wider. The poor are getting poorer, and the rich are getting richer. That's how I determine if the scalps are being taken and who's winning. And my suggestion is to marshal your forces and boycott Coca-Cola until that stock price goes to zero. You wipe out Coke. You punch Warren Buffett in the nose because he's one of the biggest shareholders of Coke. You demonstrate that you've got the power to take on a Fortune 100 company, and now suddenly you're in the driver's seat. You have to look at what's dear to these people. It's their stock price. They have no morals, no ethics. They've got no compunction about destroying themselves and their society and their country. They only care about their stock price. Therefore, the only way you can fight back is to take their stock price down. And the boycott is the cheapest, easiest, no-cost solution. And just look at the stock price. If it's going down, you're winning. And take it down to zero.
Let me throw something in here. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and we're going on all fronts because that's most effective, in my opinion, is just to expose the fraud, and then the people will do the rest. But look at Washington. It's illegitimate. It's owned by foreign banks. We take the states back, then the offshore banks and brokerage firms won't have the federal government funding them with all our tax money.
Yeah, but that's great. If you run a multi-billion dollar hedge fund and you have a seat at the table and you can have a big swinging, you know, I don't want to say the word, but you don't. All you have are a lot of people who are angry, who have not the same amount of money and who are being victimized by these consumer product predatory lending psychopaths. And you have to also be aware that a single metric, which is a stock price, can work both ways. Not only does it show how much money the bad guys are making, but it can also show how effective your campaign is against them. So you know when you go on the air every week and you say Coca-Cola stock price is down another 10% this week, we have won. It's right there in black and white in the pages of the Wall Street Journal. And before you know it, they're going to be coming to you, begging you to call off your forces. They're going to be coming to you, begging you.
But won't the bankers then won't the plunge protection team just quietly buy Coca-Cola stock?
Anything that'll cost them money, and they hate to spend money. Because you're killing them where they're hurt. They can buy the stock. They can increase the dividend. They can spend money on marketing. But they don't want to spend money. They want to take the money. They hate spending money. If they start spending money to buy back their own stock, you're winning.
All right, look, we're going to have you back up soon, and we'll spend 30 minutes of an hour on that. Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. Thanks for spending time with us.
All right, buddy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for stations that just joined us, coming up, we've discovered a secret FEMA duct confirmed to be real. They've been telling major newspapers to remove it, like the Christian Science Monitor and others, and publicintelligence.com. And you've got Obama saying we're going to be nuked, the FBI director saying domestic groups are the number one threat now or as bad as Al-Qaeda. You've got this crescendo of the media saying the Tea Parties aren't just racist, which they've been caught with Democratic operatives dressed up like Nazis, red-handed now, something we broke 3 weeks ago that's now become mainstream news. But Bill Clinton's saying, gee, he hopes there doesn't have to be a terror attack to make the Tea Party shut up. Well, who stands to gain from that terror attack? See, he's saying this will discredit you, and he's saying this on Wolf Blitzer. Oklahoma City 15 years ago today was a staged event. We go over the evidence in Road to Tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, the American people are standing up against the criminality in Washington. And the oldest trick in the book is the stage events. We see all this media hype, all this prep for this in the near future. I'll be breaking that down coming up after Luke Radowski leaves us. But I wanted to get Luke on because last week he got into the Stephen Colbert report. And he stood up in the crowd and talked to him about the New World Order, and Colbert thought he was talking about Bohemian Grove, which is one of the secret societies, but more of their party arm. And he said, no Bilderberg Group. And then when Colbert went live, he talked about it. But that's just one of the reasons we have Luke on today. So much is happening. The momentum is intensifying for liberty and freedom. The awakening is accelerating. Greece, Iceland, and others are saying no to the banker takeovers. And that's why we know they're going to stage terror attacks, possibly even nuclear, as a pretext to bring in total police state control. And that's why this NLE 010, 2010 FEMA document is so important. Luke, your take on false flag terrorism on the 15th anniversary of Oklahoma City.
I mean, it's been something that governments have been doing throughout history. It wouldn't surprise us if they would use it against people who are demanding righteousness and truth from our government and accountability. So we have to keep an eye on provocateurs. We have to keep an eye on all these false flags that are going on. At the same time, we have to resend our message saying we are against, violence, against provocateurs, and expose false flag attacks, because as soon as we expose 9/11, Oklahoma City, and the 93 World Trade Center bombings, the less likely chances there is of another false flag. The more we expose 9/11, the more chances we have of saving this republic and stopping another false flag from happening.
Well, I mean, let's talk about just We Are Change that you founded 2.5 years ago, hundreds of chapters around the world, because it is decentralized. It's just an idea. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be nonviolent. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. But Luke, look at the false flags you've been through. In Truth Rising, we have the video of New York City police when you're protesting. We're losing your lost audio with Luke, because everybody has to do these interviews on cell phones. He just came out of his college class. Luke is there, and the police come over, and they're protesting peacefully and legally, and they say, you've got a bomb in your bag. They say, your camera is a gun. We know you don't have a bomb, but we're going to frame you. And they do this on video. And then we have the German Talis, this is in the New York Post and all over Fox News, a man comes out of a dark corner, an alley, with his daughter in a wheelchair, ramming it into Mr. Talis, saying, don't attack her, don't attack her. They arrest Mr. Talis. They throw the book at him, try to get him to plea bargain. But then it came out that it was all staged in court, and the New York Post had to retract. So if they're going into tea parties dressed up like Nazis to discredit us or anybody that wants to audit the Fed, if they're provocateuring and trying to say you have bombs, I mean, this is what they do on the local scale. But think about the international scale, Luke Radowski.
Yes, they definitely are doing false flag attacks. They've been doing it throughout history. But we have to expose 9/11, Oklahoma City, the 93 World Trade Center bombings, to tell everybody that these are false flags. And the more we expose false flags, the less likelihood of another false flag happening here in America is going to happen. And we have to reiterate, we are peaceful, nonviolent protesters willing to fight for sovereignty, liberty, and freedom. There's no reason we should become what the government is, and that's violent. And we are here standing up for what's really right in this country and making a stand to save this republic.
Separately, the Southern Poverty Law Center, who was running Elohim City that McVeigh was at, that's come out in federal documents. They are listing you and I in their most wanted list. And the headline for me is Telling Tall Tales. Alex Jones, 36, he's out to save the world. I'm telling tall tales. I read the New York Times when they indict Goldman Sachs. And then it says, the patriot journalist, Luke Radowski, 23, and they've got us in here as these deadly, dangerous demons.
Yeah, they call us right-wingers, but we're not right at all. I don't even understand why Glenn Beck was in there when Glenn Beck is pretty much a spokesperson for the establishment, only doing it for, his money. And we're out here fighting for freedom, liberty, sovereignty, and we're doing what the founding fathers did in this country, and they're calling us extremists, enablers. I mean, we are here fighting for freedom. We are here standing up, and to have them attack us, it just shows how desperate they are to describe a real dissenter, real patriot, as these terrorists. The next thing that's going to probably come is a terrorist watch list, if we're not already on it.
All right, let's shift gears now into Colbert. This is an example of how anybody can go to Bill Maher's TV show or Colbert's show or David Letterman's show or anywhere where there's media cameras, when NBC's live on the streets, whatever, and reach out to millions of people. Tell folks what happened with Stephen Colbert.
I mean, we went to the show before, and he does a little question and answer, so you know I had my hand up. I talked to him, and the video that you guys see on YouTube is actually half of the conversation. They wouldn't let us film, so we filmed as much as we could of the conversation. We talked to him, and I'm telling you, I talked to other people in the mainstream media. I mean, chief editors of the New York Times, Brian Williams, Lou Dobbs, Paul Lazan, and so on and so on. And whenever we bring up Bilderberg, they hide and they run away from it. But Stephen, you know, he said, yeah, he knows about it. He actually even talked about the Bohemian Grove, how billionaires, you know, run around naked and worship stone owls. He even talked about that with us. And then he actually shouted out. He did. When's the last time somebody in mainstream media ever brought up the Bilderberg Group? Well, he did it just a couple days ago to millions and millions of viewers. Many people who never heard of the subject will look it up, will Google it. It's a huge success for InfoWar. And it's amazing seeing somebody from the mainstream actually get it and actually know what's going on and actually mention it on his, you know, TV show, because the issues we're talking about is serious. You get harassed, I get harassed, you know, and all these other journalists who have the cojones to actually go after and talk about these elites, we are targeted, we are harassed. And to have somebody like Stephen Colbert just send out that message to millions of people is an amazing thing.
Well, let's be clear. Just 10 years ago, the news would write headlines saying it's a conspiracy theory, Bilderberg doesn't exist. Now, Financial Times of London, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, BBC, hundreds of publications a month say, yeah, world government's real. It needs to be authoritarian to save the planet. And we have been building it in secret, and it's a good thing. So they've gone from denying it existed to saying, yeah, it exists, but it's tyrannical for your own good. But then separately, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center will write articles saying you're dangerous and violent when you've never said that, just because you're saying, I don't want to be a global corporate slave.
We're standing up for humanity right now. And to have the Southern Poverty Law Center point their fingers at us, I mean, it just shows, one, that we're doing something right. Two, they're getting desperate. It's not going to work. We just have to stand for what's right, educate people about false flags, educate the people about these secret societies that rule our lives in secret, that we as the people of this country, people of this world even, deserve to know everything these people do. I mean, everything described in the Invisible Empire, these people are responsible for, and we have to put a stop to it if you want to save this country.
Absolutely, and I say this a lot, and I'll say it again. The denial is over. I mean, I'm here scanning over the Southern Poverty Law Center article demonizing us and others, and they just keep saying we're kooks that believe in a world government. I mean, world government's being announced everywhere. The banks are robbing everyone. This isn't going to work. When they stage a new Oklahoma City, which clearly they're programming the public, to blame us when it happens. When they stage it, it's not going to go the way it went last time when the feds blew up OKC.
It's definitely not, because there's so many people waking up every single day because of your documentaries, because of our work as well, that we're not going to stand for it. It's not going to work. And the more we expose it, the less likelihood of them doing it is going to happen. So we have to fight for our freedoms. Remember 9/11. We're going to be out there this year on the 9th anniversary, building towards the 10th anniversary of 9/11, standing at ground zero with thousands of protesters demanding truth and accountability from our government, exposing the lies, exposing the secret societies that rule in secret, and working together for a better tomorrow. And we all have to come together. We all have to hold screenings in our local communities of your documentaries. We did one here of Invisible Empire this Saturday, and it packed the house. And we're doing another one here in New York City with Police State 4 at 56 Walker Street this Saturday to educate the New York City residents and community here about the police state that's slowly destroying our country.
And again, if people just take my films, and if they just make copies of them, and if they just hold public viewings, it'll pack out. I mean, you build it, they will come. I mean, look at you 3-4 years ago getting involved. Well, you founded We Are Change 2.5-3 years ago, and look at the effect you've had. Everyone can do that if they have the truth and have the passion. If folks go up to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, they can watch the Stephen Colbert video in full. You can also go to WeAreChange.org, WeAreChange.org. When we come back, we're going to play some excerpts of Luke's talk with Stephen Colbert and then Colbert's live response once he went on television. We'll be right back with Luke Radowski. Then coming up, the false flag nuke attack. It's in the pike. They're going to try to blame it on the American people.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
that really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Everybody knows, ladies and gentlemen, the dice are loaded.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows
the war is over.
The war is over.
The good guys lost.
Everybody knows.
But if we can identify the New World Order, we can defeat them and bring them down. Okay, so Luke's girlfriend started taping this about halfway in. This is him warming up the studio audience. He has a discussion with him. Colbert thinks he's talking about Bohemian Grove, which he has covered before, making fun of the Republicans running around naked having gay sex, which is what they do. That's how crazy our elites are. Generally the Republicans like men at the leadership levels and the Democrats like women. That's not a total rule like with Barney Frank, but it's very strange. But this is separate. This is an elite political meeting, Bilderberg. Here it is.
Don't get some of my oil.
The wife, Latina herself, complained that she wasn't allowed to be in last year. Yeah.
That's the Bohemian Grove.
Do you remember? Can you get me in?
I'm actually a journalist. I get death threats for covering it.
Yes. Do you have letters or anything?
The mainstream media.
Do you have letters?
I have phone calls.
You have phone calls?
Yeah.
You have tapes? You have your recordings of
I
phone
record
calls?
Some of them, yes.
You record what they say?
What do you think they're going to say?
Secret organization. And we will remain secret by killing a journalist.
Why would they kill a journalist?
Actually confront Bilderberg members like Bill Clinton, the IMF head, the World Bank head. We actually confront them on video cameras, and we tell them, what do you do at these meetings? And they run away. Like, we have everything on video. And it's the world's
naked,
elite.
That's why. If I was a billionaire at one of these meetings, I'd just be naked all the time. They worship a big stone owl.
That's the Bohemian Grove. The Bilderberg group is different than the Bohemian Grove. The Bilderberg group is more secret. It's not a little vacation.
Okay.
It's the one. Now, we weren't allowed to film, so I'm sorry for the video quality, but we had to clandestinely film in the middle of our conversation. But, you know, after the conversation I had with Steven, he goes and sits down and he does his new segment. And in the middle of his new segment, he just goes off and says,
Freddie, thank you for joining us. I just want to thank you for the welcome you just gave me. And I just want to say that anybody out there watching, that if you're in the secret Bilderberg group, please don't assassinate freelance reporters. It's just not nice, guys. It's not nice. And please, call me. Call me. You owe me one, buddy. Okay.
Ha, ha, ha. He seems like a pretty nice guy, doesn't he?
Very good guy, and he mentioned, you know, Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove before on his show. So I think just anybody going out there, anybody could do it. You just have to go out there, talk to these people like they're human beings, and having that conversation, having that dialogue, and not being afraid to speak truth is so important, and it just shows that anybody could do this. The power we have to reach out to millions is within you, and we could do anything, and nothing is impossible.
And importantly, we are change, and myself going back over more than a decade, I always am nice. Like when I asked George Bush a question, he had me arrested when he was governor at a press conference. I was very polite until they started grabbing me and dragging me out. And I was still polite so they wouldn't have an excuse to beat me up. But like with Al Gore, when Chicago We Are Change, they were nice at first. And then when they started dragging them out, then they got the info out and were loud. And so it's just very important. It's like Karl Rove is going to be at UT tonight. In fact, I'll pull that out and read it again before the show ends. Here it is. He's going to be at UT 7 o'clock tonight. It's open and free to the public. The Patriots, the listeners, should all get down there about 5:30, 6 o'clock or so. Have your little flip phones hidden, flip cameras, and then videotape it. And then be near the two center aisles there in the area they're having it. And get up first to the mic because he'll probably take questions toward the end. Now, they may do the written questions because he's somewhat of a coward, but not too much of a coward. I mean, at least he goes to these events. And then you may have to shout some things out, and that's your choice, as I did to Janet Reno in the same hall. But that's at UT tonight, Karl Rove. How important is it for folks to get out there and confront these people, Luke Radowski?
It is the most single important thing somebody could do because you not only send them a message that we as the people are waking up, we know, and we won't tolerate this, but also showing the world how these people are not as powerful as they seem. They're not as strong because when you come up to them, when you talk to them, when you look them in their eyes and you tell them about their crimes and their wrongs that they committed against the people, they cower. They run away. It's like cockroaches running away when you turn on the light. And I'm telling you, we confronted Karl Rove before, and we were very nice to him in the beginning. But as soon as you ignore me and don't want to answer questions about how he met with the financer of Osama bin Laden before and after presidential Bush's election, we're going to go after you. And that's what we did in our YouTube video that's gotten, you know, thousands and thousands of hits on YouTube. Was we
look, stay there, stay there. Let's finish up on the other side. Also, up on InfoWars.com, we've got some key info.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I'm pretty good friends with Jesse Ventura, and I never even call him. Generally, he ends up calling up asking how I'm doing or his crew does. I'm going to be a consultant on his second season of Conspiracy Theory, and also I'm going to appear in more episodes. And I need to reach out to these people because I get so busy, years just flash by. It happens to everybody. Willie Nelson, I haven't talked to Willie probably in about a year on the phone. He called me about, I don't know, 2.5 years ago. They said, Willie Nelson's calling here at the office. He lives here in Austin. And I'd met him once at one of my film screenings. Here comes Willie Nelson walking up. And I said, I'd like to interview you sometime. And he said, yeah, sometime we'll do that. And I just gave him my number. And about 6 months later, he called me. That was at an Endgame screening. That's how long ago that was. And then, of course, he came on the show and went public for 9/11 Truth. I didn't even intend for him to do that. But I guess that's why he wanted to come on. Well, he was on Larry King Friday night. I just learned this. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to play this after Luke leaves because Larry King says, well, the buildings fell because they were hit by a jet. And Willie had just said Building 7 wasn't hit by a jet. And the government now admits it did fall at free fall. You can see the blast points. It's so incredible, folks. I mean, they blew up Oklahoma City. The former head of Air Force Weapons Development went there. There were columns further back in the building blown out with blast points on them. And Parton went over and showed from the photos the perfect blast points. I mean, it had demolition blast points on it. And they used Controlled Demolition Incorporated to come in and destroy the wreckage and haul it off under guard. And the same thing was done with the wreckage of 9/11. Going back to Luke Radowski, folks, if we let them kill Kennedy in broad daylight in front of us, If we let them carry out 9/11 in broad daylight in front of us, this private global corporate group that runs our country, they're going to steal our pension funds. Now they're saying that's what they want to do. I read documents 6 years ago where they were getting ready to do it. Now they're saying they're getting ready to do it. They're not going to give us any quarter. They're not going to back off until we finally grow up and admit just how evil this elite is. Luke Radowski.
I mean, the future that we want for this country and for ourselves and for our lives is in our hands. There's nothing stopping us but ourselves. So we have to believe in ourselves. We have to fight for ourselves. Holding little community town hall meetings like we do here in New York City every Saturday is very critical, reaching out to the community. We're also raising food for the homeless. We're going to be feeding the homeless. So anybody coming to the premiere of Police State 4 this Saturday, please bring food here in New York City. It's about being the change that you want to see in this world and actually doing it, not just talking about it, but doing it and playing an active role in your community and just going out there and living life. This is what life's about, doing the right thing, not about being evil, not about trying to start eugenics and kill people. You know, we have to literally wake up and do the right thing, and there should be nothing stopping you. There is no fear. There is no hate. There is no anger. There is only love. There is only consciousness, humanity, and dignity that we should look forward to and move forward with.
And if there's any doubt this government stages terror attacks, it's not our government. It's illegitimate. Look at how they're framing the Patriot movement, saying we're calling for violence and that we don't like black people with no evidence. And then we catch them posing as Nazis at our rallies to make us look bad. That's only a microcosm of the bigger picture. They're the bad guys. They have to frame us as the bad guys.
Exactly. And that's what criminals do. They cover up their crimes and they try to point somebody else as the evil villain, when in all reality, the people who are fawning and doing all these false flags and doing all these provocateur attacks, they're the ones who are covering something up. So we have to see it for what it is, call out provocateurs, and make sure people know what we stand for and keep telling them. This is about an evolution, turning this country for what it should be, starting again from you, for and by the people. And we could only do that if everybody in this country takes charge of their lives and does something positive for themselves, for this world, for this community. And it starts with you listening right now, sitting at home. What can you do? How will you live your life that will...
Okay, here's an example of what you can do. Here's an example of what you can do. Luke, in the film Truth Rising, the DVD available at InfoWars.com, people need to see this. It's all about We Are Change and 9/11 Truth. Just one example of the Hart Rubin Commission head, Gary Hart, top globalist. And he wrote a letter to Iran saying, our government will stage terror attacks and blame it on you. You better do what we're saying. And then when you went to him, We Are Change, with the letter, he tried to deny that he'd written it till you gave it to him. And he said, okay, I did write it, and then admitted it. See, if you can't even address them as an adult to an adult, they won't even take you seriously. They automatically lie to you until you say, look, I know who you are. Then they'll have a real discussion. I mean, that's how dumb they think we are. He wrote a public letter basically admitting they staged 9/11 and that they'll stage more events to Iran, thinking we're so dumb. That's what Bill Clinton did Friday on Larry King Live. Not Larry King Live, it was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. He basically said, gee, I hope there doesn't have to be another terror attack to shut up the Tea Parties. That's an open threat. They're going to do this and blame it on us. Luke Radowski, tell folks about the Gary Hart incident.
The Gary Hart was a beautiful confrontation where he actually lied and denied saying that the U.S. government would do a false flag to get into the war with Iran. He said he never wrote a letter. And then Brian Kenny, We Are Change here, brought out the letter and read it to him. Actually read the letter to him when he denied that that letter even existed. People could go see that video on YouTube now. And then he just pretty much admitted and said, yeah, I'm pretty much saying that the U.S. government would do something like a false flag to get in a war with Iran. Those are his own words. And he tried to lie about it. He tried to lie about his New World Order comments. We asked him what it meant. And we said that he said it a couple times. He just went off on a tangent saying, no, I only said it once. It doesn't even matter.
And then he started stammering and stuttering and profusely sweating because it's just like the movie They Live. He almost got his watch and said, I got one that can see. I got a bunch of them that can see. He suddenly got scared. He was in a room of people because for those that don't know, he helped plan some of the 9/11 stuff. He wrote the Hart Rubin Commission calling for a big, you know, event that would bring in a new world order. We need to use this disaster for a new world order. And he wrote this public letter, posted it on the Huffington Post, and then tried to deny to you, but once you gave him the letter, he said, okay, I did write the letter. And then he started sweating. I mean, again, they think we're all dumb. And it's not because we're dumb. It's because we're focused on petty issues or we're cowardly and won't stand up to these maggots and let them know that we're aware of what they're doing.
And we are here to make everybody know there's no reason to fear anything. It's our courage. It's our love and persistence that will change things. And sending a message out to the world in the YouTube videos, showing how these people lie to us, is critically important, but also sending them a message face-to-face, eye-to-eye, that we know your game. We're not stupid. We're not going to go along with it. Send them a message, and they will have to think twice before they ever even plan or say anything publicly, because they know that the people of this country, the people of this world, are waking up to their bull crap, and they're seeing it for what it is. We could see we're not stupid, we're not animals, we are human beings, and our lives are just as important as their lives are. And we have to make everybody understand that, because that is the true success of humanity, is knowing that we are all equal, we are all human beings, and nobody should rule over us. We are the true people of this world, and we shall live our lives without being intruded and bothered by these global elites who so-called want to plan world events and do all these things. They can't do it unless we comply. We have to stop.
Exactly. They can't plan world events unless we sit on our butts and aren't involved in the world. We have to take the world back with little actions, but together it can move mountains. And again, your video's only been up about a day and a half, 24,000 views. It's up at wearechange.org. It's also up at infowars.com. It's also up at prisonplanet.com. It is so important to get this Colbert video out, because all these Colbert listeners and viewers will now go look into Bilderberg Group and find our information. Luke, keep up the great work. Appreciate you joining us today.
God bless you. Thank you, Alex, so much, and we're going to win this. I know we will.
We are. God bless you, my friend. Okay. Now, Luke is another testament. I remember 3 years ago, 9/11 Truth, New York, pretty good folks, but some questionable things. They didn't want us fighting the New World Order. They didn't want to talk about the CFR, eugenics. And Luke got basically kicked out of the group. And he was the guy that was really building it. And I told Luke, I said, Luke, don't quit. Get a good name. Start a new organization. I'll have you on the air. I'll support you just like I support all the other real activists. If you don't see us promoting somebody, word of the wise is sufficient. And you live, you learn. But Luke, just with an idea, I said, don't be centralized. Luke woke up watching my police state films. And then see, he's waking up people. And then they're becoming leaders. And then they're going to wake up people who become leaders, who wake up people. This is how we take the planet back from the clutches of the globalist. This is how we do it. And God will open doors for you if you just have the faith, take action, are confident, and tell the truth, and stand in the face of evil, stand up against the New World Order. It's incredible. And I told Luke, I said, have it be decentralized, just a code of ideas to go out and confront politicians and to go out and expose 9/11 and expose global warming and expose the New World Order, because that was what he wanted to do. And now it's We Are Change that taught the world how to go out and confront Al Gore. Now the Tea Parties are copying it. See, and now there's all these other groups and organizations that go to these public events and shout down the New World Order, something I was doing 14 years ago. Everybody can do this. You know, Karl Rove's coming into town tonight. People need to be there. I've confronted Bill Clinton and Janet Reno and everybody at UT. You need to go down there and confront them. I've gone and, you know, been physically attacked confronting MSNBC and Chris Matthews. I wouldn't stop bullhorning. That's why. But I took over the whole hour of TV. And then when they broke my bullhorn with a knife, cut the wire, Luke showed up with even bigger, and we put him on top of this huge guy's shoulders. So Luke was about 9.5 feet in the air. Oh, it's amazing. Okay, I want to go to this Willie Nelson clip. It's up on prisonplanet.com. And notice how Larry King brings up 9/11 Truth to him, because it was in a Twitter. He's reading Twitters to him. And Willie talks about Building 7 not hit by a plane, not hit by the debris of Tower 1 or 2, falling in its own footprint. We have the CNN footage of firefighters and police saying, get back, they're bringing it down. And we're not saying they were involved. They were told, get back, they're bringing it down. We've had police officers on the show who heard the countdown. 1-909-876-54321. Boom! This is the reality. And we have, before she even had her national TV show, Amy Goodman was down there, and she's there when the same cops who we've interviewed, and we've interviewed the people that are on the video. We went and found them. And you see her, and they're telling her to get out of there, and she runs, and then boom, Building 7 comes down. I don't have to go through all the evidence of 9/11. If you have been told to hate 9/11 truth, also, he says, well, there was also an investigation. Larry King says, well, there was also an investigation of 9/11 truth. Yes, and 6 of the 10 commission members appointed by Bush have said it's a criminal cover-up. So has Farmer, the head lawyer. I mean, it just came out 3 weeks ago, the ACLU sued and got it, where Dick Cheney ordered the commission to not look at the attacks. In fact, let's pull that up. White House ordered commission not to look at 9/11 attacks. They weren't allowed to look at the evidence. It was a whitewash. We must have a new independent investigation. But here is Willie Nelson. Okay, hey, I don't know why it's always in this fourth hour. It's like a jinx or a genie or a gremlin in the equipment. But we're going to start it over this time. Here it is, folks.
But he's questioned the official story. What prompted you to look into this from another angle?
Well, I'm just logic. I've seen buildings implode before. I just saw the Texas Stadium implode just a couple of days ago. And these two buildings imploded. And the one next to it, where nothing hit it, no plane hit the one next to it, it just decided to fall on its own. So naturally, I have questions about how
that something was done inside.
Yes.
Right. But I'm told that the reason it imploded was so much heat from above and so much fuel on the jets that caused it to go down rather than go over.
Never before has a building collapsed because it was hit by an airplane, a steel building. Never before.
Has any building been hit by a 747, though?
I'm sure they have.
So you think there was something going on inside the building?
Well, I just question the whole thing. I question the story. I question the implosions. It just looks too simple, you know.
Well, others have questioned it, too, although there was an investigation.
There was an investigation, and I think there should be more.
Willie Nelson, another tweet to King Things.
Okay.
How many guitars?
So there you have it. Here's Raw's story. It was also in the Associated Press, but never became national news on television. Revealed, Ashcroft tenant Rumsfeld warned 9/11 commission about line it should not cross. Senior Bush administration officials sternly cautioned the 9/11 commission against probing too deeply into terror attacks of September 11, 2001, according to a document recently obtained by the ACLU. What, I'm just supposed to ignore this? The notification came in a letter dated January 6, 2004, addressed by Attorney General John Ashcroft, Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld, and CIA Director George J. Tenet. And it's an order from the White House. You can read the actual document. The ACLU described it as a fax sent by David Addington, then counsel to former Vice President Dick Cheney. And you can link through and read the document. In fact, we ought to pull the document up. That's linked in here. And it continues. In the message, the officials denied the bipartisan commission's request to question terrorist detainees, informing its two senior most members that it would cross a line and obstruct the administration's ability to protect the nation. And I remember Cheney, I think it was on Meet the Press or Face the, yeah, it was Meet the Press, when Congress was investigating separately from the commission, and Cheney said, look, you better not investigate all this or you're going to frustrate our protecting you and we'll be nuked. And now Obama's saying, you better not criticize, and his surrogate, Bill Clinton, is saying, you better not criticize our health care or the banker bailout or anything else, the carbon taxes, because the hate you're creating is going to make federal buildings get blown up. I mean, use common sense. Use your head. Use your gut. Use your street smarts, folks. You've seen all this demonization leading up to this, and now they're saying we're all racist, totally made up, and setting us up, posing as racist at tea parties. And then Clinton's out saying, gee, I hope we don't need another terror attack in America by domestic groups before this type of rhetoric isn't used anymore about the government being treasonous. The government is treasonous by every measurement in the universe, by every measurement in the world. If you just tuned in, you got to tune into the restreams when the show ends here in about 10 minutes at InfoWars.com, because in the first and second hour, I nonstop went over NLE 010, 2010, the nuke detonations in these drills. And it says in this FEMA document that they're ordering newspapers to take down, no court order, they just are mafia and tell you to do it, that it says two no-notice, near-simultaneous, improvised nuclear device detonations. Can you imagine what the banks raping this country could do if they set off a nuke? The excuse they'd have to crack down on everybody? People wouldn't be worried about having their pension funds taken then. This is how we're going to go into 1984. This is how we're going to go into hardcore Stalinist Nazi-type tyranny. We're inches away, and they're going to blame it on the American people.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
History, the number one cause of death, of unnatural death, natural death would be, you know, heart attack, cancer, old age. It's not drowning. Things like that. It's governments. Governments are the number one cause of death worldwide. Governments. Governments killing and enslaving people. The number two cause of unnatural death is automobiles. What do they kill? Almost 300,000 people a year? So I'm actually scared of things that matter. You know, every time my wife's leaving with the kids in the car, I go, please watch out for other drivers. Please drive super safe. And I drive real safe when they're with me. I don't tend to by myself. But you know, I realize what's a real threat. I'm concerned about government. I'm concerned about cars. But see, cops haven't been taught. They're like the general public to be afraid of what they should really be afraid of. I've seen the statistics. I think it's like something like 8 times, you can pull it up, more likely that a cop will die in a car wreck or being hit while they're writing tickets than they will be by a citizen. But I see cops when they pull even old ladies over now. They're shaking. They got their hand on their gun. You know, they're scared of the citizens because they tell them every day to be scared of us. That's mind control. But then I'll see a cop out on 360 or I-35 with their butt literally wagging out with cars about 3 inches away, leaning on a car, writing a ticket. I mean, they got these cops for $200 fines risking their lives on the side of the highway, and all it takes is some lady on her cell phone or somebody drops coffee in their lap to swerve out of the lane, and boom, 70 miles an hour, that cop is Sloppy Joe's. And again, I'm just talking about perception here. Here's an example. My kids will leave the doors open, unlocked, and I explain to them, there are bad men out there. There are bad people out there. And it's not that we're living in fear. We're protecting ourselves. You must lock the doors. And then I make them where they're the security chiefs and make a game out of it, so now they keep the doors locked. But then they'll go, you know, to their room at night, come in and turn the light on. I'm scared. Look under the bed. There's nothing under your bed. But their instincts are of a little primate. You're in the woods at night. That's when big cats might eat you. So that's an instinct. Because one of the number one causes of death, you know, thousands of years ago, would be a cat eating you or a bear eating you or a snake. Why are people scared of snakes? Why are people have arachnophobia? Because there's quite a few species of spiders that'll kill you deader than a hammer. Those are instincts. You're scared of the dark because big cats hunt at night. And our ancestors were preyed on by big cats. Me, I'm not scared of the dark because I'm in conscious control of my brain. I know grown men I'll take out to our family ranch and we'll say we're going hog hunting at night with a spotlight battery powered. And most grown men in the woods will get scared once you've been walking a few hundred yards out in the woods. But they get in their car and aren't paying attention, flying down the highway with huge 18-wheelers all around them. I mean, life and death situation. You'll drive by people dead. Every year I drive by a fatality injury. I've seen guts, heads on the ground, blood everywhere right after an accident. I pulled over and helped people one time when the guy had his head almost completely severed, blood shooting all over the place. I'm really worried about real things. Governments and cars. Let me say it again. Governments and cars. But they got you scared of Bin Laden underneath your bed. Let me tell you, government and cars. The number one cause of death is government and cars. Government and cars. Our founding fathers knew it was the government. They didn't have cars. They also knew not to stand behind a horse. Horse will kick you to death. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Restream starts now. Don't forget the free podcast and the free iPhone app, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.